Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here. I'm ready.
He is so ready, Steve.
Let's go.
You better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Jeff from Puyallup will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the name for the plastic fork and spoon combo?
Spoon.
No.
A spoon. A spork.
Yeah, there it is. Which of the Beatles had the most marriages?
That would be George.
No.
Ringo.
No.
Paul.
Yes. The largest species of kangaroo is what color?
Brown.
No.
Blonde.
No.
Tan.
No. Which educational game set in 1848 made you a wagon leader traveling from Missouri?
What is it? A board game?
An educational game.
I don't know. Wagon Toe.
No.
Oregon Trail.
That's the one. If you're experiencing epistaxis, what part of your face is bleeding?
Your nose.
Yes. How many left-handed golfers have won the Masters?
5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
Yes. Which continent produces half of the world's wine corks?
Australia.
No.
China.
No.
Europe.
Yes. Who played Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
What was the name?
Doom.
Judge Doom. Was it Christopher Lloyd?
It is, but I don't think I can take that one. Wow. It was too late. It was too late.
Just asked to repeat the question.
You got
Danny,
6.
You're with me.
You got 6 correct, Jeff.
Okay.
Wow.
Here.
Wow, Terrence.
Would you have taken it?
I mean, you did stumble on the question, so I don't know.
I didn't stumble. Wow.
I just asked to repeat. I only had one guess.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
I don't know. I feel like Terrence is screwing things up left and right over here, huh?
I don't think so. Daddy, let's go. What is the name for the plastic fork and spoon combo?
Oh, I love them. A good spork.
Yes. Which of the Beatles had the most marriages?
Let's go with Ringo Starr.
No.
Paul McCartney?
That's him. The largest species of kangaroo is what color?
Brown.
No.
Red.
Yes. Which educational game set in 1848 made you a wagon leader traveling from Missouri?
Is that the Oregon Trail?
It is. If you're experiencing epistaxis, what part of your face is bleeding?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
If you're experiencing epistaxis, what
your nose.
Part? Yeah. How many left-handed golfers have won the Masters?
2.
No.
1.
No.
3.
Yes. Which continent produces half of the world's wine corks?
Let's go with Europe.
Yes. Who played Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, man. Sylvester Stallone.
No.
I can't think of it. Joe Pesci.
No.
Peter Frampton.
No. Which leafy green vegetable can secrete a psychotropic fluid called lacticarium?
I feel like that's something that's an Urban Dictionary. Let's go with a cactus.
No.
A lactus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Steve. And that is a win. Let's 7-6. Wow. Sorry, Jeff.
Danny, help me out here. Give me the tie.
I don't know. I feel like Taryn did a great job with the questions.
I did a great job.
Yeah. I'm the best.
He asked me to repeat a question as time was expiring, and then he hemmed and hawed again and then got the right answer, and I didn't accept it.
I have to say, I don't care, first of all. But watching you get so animated while you're wearing a wig that makes you already look like a Karen, like you just went full Karen mode, and I really was a little worried for the rest of us in the room.
Waving my pen around like this, let me speak to your manager.
Does Ryan Castle count as our manager?
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, I think if you have to repeat the question and the time runs out, that's on him.
Yes.
Shame on him.
And he did guess correctly. Christopher Lloyd was Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The leafy green vegetable that can secrete a psychotropic fluid called lacticarium is lettuce.
Huh.
There's some types of lettuce that can get you high, I guess.
Where can I get this lettuce?
I need to find out. I don't know if it's at your local QFC.
Fred Meyer, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Farmers the Kroger stores. It might be. You know what? I bet at Tacoma Boys. I bet they have that
they
kind of lettuce. Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty sweet feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And as we get these messages, we find a lot of them are very interesting.
Somebody has a music question for us that I feel like could be impossible to answer.
Uh-oh. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Slide right in there and leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. It's very easy. You just locate the little microphone icon, and it's that simple. So what's it like in there today, Steve?
Let's check out our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. I ended up buying one of your Thanksgiving Day shirts.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you for your business.
That was fast. They're up there now, huh?
They're hot off the presses.
That thing is stupid and ugly, and I can't wait to wear it on Thanksgiving. Plus, it's a good cause. I love it.
Thank you.
If you want to annoy your family, you should get a Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving shirt and wear it at your Thanksgiving as well.
Also, I disagree. It is not stupid and ugly. It is bright and colorful and Thanksgiving-y.
Festive.
Some would say stupid and ugly.
Also, though, think about this. I don't know if your families are like my family, but for Thanksgiving, everybody just gets all dressed up just to walk around, like, you know, Auntie's kitchen or something like that. Why don't we dress more comfortably?
That's a great point.
And wear a shirt that, you know, stretches a little bit for the food. Pair that with your eating pants. Like, let's quit wearing ball gowns to Thanksgiving.
I always love, though, we'll all get dressed up. You wear, like, you know, you get your nice button-up shirt. by the time dinner's over, that button-up shirt has been pulled out of the pants because it was tucked in because things are just feeling a little too snug. Or you have that T-shirt now you're wearing because you're just like, I can't wear this shirt anymore. I'm warm and uncomfortable.
I think we need to just establish that this is the year that the Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving shirt becomes the uniform of Thanksgiving.
So not only is it a shirt to celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's your eating shirt.
Yes.
And it's yellow, so that way if you stain it, it shows.
Oh, that's so great. It proves that you were there.
No, he did say that it's for a great cause because this all started with a listener suggesting that we shouldn't skip Thanksgiving. So we're like, we should make a shirt. And then another listener said they were complaining about the fact that every shirt you guys sell are black T-shirts. So we decided to address both of those problems by making a Thanksgiving Day shirt to celebrate Thanksgiving and make it not black. And it's for a good cause, though, because yes. another listener suggested that you should donate money to a good cause for this shirt.
And we have chosen the Washington Food Coalition, so helping our neighbors in need this season.
So buy a shirt at the Rock Shop, and you're helping out some good people.
KISW.com.
I have a question for the Daily Mig Show. My friends and I were talking about this over the weekend. All of us are huge Mariners fans, and we were wondering, would you be willing to give up your favorite band so the Mariners would win a World Series?
Okay, first of all, is there a ghost in the background? Ooh. Keep hearing.
Meaning that you can never listen to them again. You can never see them live. They are forever blocked from you. So, Taryn, no Rush. Migs, no Pearl Jam. Would you do it?
At first, when she said no Rush, I was like, no rush to answering this question.
Well, I can already tell you the answer.
Oh, hold on. We got to get the music to go with it then. What's the answer?
Hell no.
You would not give up Rush?
Not my job. Guys, go do what you're getting paid for. Bring the World Series back home.
Well, clearly, I'm a better Mariners fan. It's been a good run, Pearl Jam.
You would give up Pearl Jam?
We had some great memories, some great experiences, and I'll never forget those moments. But if it means I have to give up listening to Porch.
Oh, literally? You just took the song right out of my mouth.
Why Go Home? Hell, Dissident. Rearview Mirror. I'm okay with losing Last Kiss. I've always been okay with losing Last Kiss.
Forever.
For your Seattle Mariners. I guess I'll have to just make the pivot and become more of a Alice in Chains fan when it comes to the Seattle sound. So, yes.
I mean, you are wearing a Mariners hat with a wig sewn into it right now, so I can see you're very committed to the team.
I think I would, I'll be honest, after this run and how it felt these last few weeks and how much fun it was, the high of highs and then the low of lows, I think I might be okay with giving up Pearl Jam for that. And
wow.
That's saying a lot, but I really love this freaking team.
I love this band more than I love, than I love that.
All right, Danny, Offspring.
Yeah.
Would you give up the Offspring?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Yeah, Mariners can... I almost said a bad word. Mariners can lose for the rest of their existence, and I will always listen to the Offspring.
See, there's other bands. There's only one That's Mariners. There's you can still one, listen to Simple Plan.
There's only one Dexter Holland, and he can only sing Pretty Fly for a White Guy to me every for the rest of my life.
But you can always still listen to Sum 41 if you want your goofy singer with blonde hair spiked.
Nope. Sorry, Mariners.
Not the same.
You're out.
And I know you can't find another band that sounds kind of like Rush because there's no other band that would be dumb enough to write songs.
Wow. So you mean smart enough to write songs like that? They're very brilliant.
I can't believe I'm the only true Mariners fan here.
Oh,
I'm
going to
give up Pearl Jam for this freaking team.
Yeah, but it's Pearl Jam.
Wow.
Well, here's the deal. I'd be willing to give up Pearl Jam for the team.
Oh, 100%.
I hate both of you right now.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, as Steve Migs mentioned, we have the limited edition Daily Migs Show Thanksgiving T-shirt in the Rock Shop exclusively while supplies last. And the proceeds benefit the Washington Food Coalition. It's pretty ridiculous, but we are standing behind it, and it's for a great cause.
And you're standing on a pumpkin pie.
I am dancing on a pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Get it in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Fans of Starbucks are already losing their minds.
For many reasons.
There's a limited edition teddy bear-shaped barista cold cup that is going to be available today, if it's even available anymore.
Okay, so we got the Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And now we have this adorable
barista.
Bear cup that I kind of want for my daughter, of course, not for me.
Not for you, yeah, no. Yeah. But people online, of course, are already losing their minds over it.
I've spent $3,000 in 365 days on a coffee every day. And now I have to fight for this thing. You know damn well on November 6th, I will be there at 5 o'clock in the morning to pick this up. I already talked to Starbucks near me, and they say they have limited. One of them are mine. I will fight you for it. I have a...
This guy is a little intense. I'm getting a little nervous for everyone that goes to that Starbucks.
I have a pumpkin laboo-boo. I have secret laboo-boo.
Wait, is this Danny?
Honestly, it seems like a combo of both of you.
I hear on TikTok sometimes your voice sounds a little bit different. I think this is Danny, yeah.
You think that I am not prepped and ready for this? I'm ready. Are you?
What does that mean?
I don't even know, but I do kind of feel... I know there's an app that Starbucks frequent flyers use. If you spend a certain amount of money at Starbucks, I feel like they should just be giving you the dumb bear cup.
Okay, well, watch how you speak about it. This guy might shank you. But kind of like with Costco, you were recently talking about how Brad is now a member with the executive members.
Oh, yes.
So you get to go in a little bit early. So maybe with like the executive Costcos, I don't know what they would be called, but like the Costco crew, the Starbucks crew.
Yeah.
You get to go buy it an hour before anyone else.
Yeah, like a fast pass or give it to you as like a thank you for spending $3,000?
But I think he's probably one of many that spend that kind of money at Starbucks.
See, I didn't even spend that kind. I am a gold card member, though.
What of Starbucks?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So used to, I don't know if they still do it anymore, but they used to do this thing. If you would spend a certain amount in a year, they would send you a gold card with your name on it, and it's like emblazoned on it, and you were a gold card member of Starbucks. You don't get any benefits from it other than just you get the gold gift card and you just reload that every single time.
Do they at least spell your name right on the card as opposed to the cup?
Yeah, they did spell my name right. Yeah, nice. We're good.
Nice.
All right, so I think I might fall in, not for Starbucks, but I know that my wife and I spend way too much over the course of a year on coffee.
Have you ever done the math on it?
No, and I don't ever want to because I think then we're going to have that's going to be a tough conversation for both of us. We're like, dude, we're spending a lot of money. It's so bad, Taryn, Danny, that... There is not just one coffee shop that knows our order. Like the moment I pull up, they know exactly what we want. There's not just two. There's not just three. I think there's four.
Are you kidding me?
There's one that we go to dance class that we go to twice a week that she knows our order and she like knows exactly what we want. She even knows our like our plan B order, which is pretty impressive. There's Bigfoot Java. There's Rescue Me. There's Good Vibes. There's Anthem. I think Electric for a little while in Sumner, they knew our order as well. It's bad.
I feel like you should own a coffee stand.
Trust me, my wife and I have talked about that just so that we can save money. We should just own our own coffee stand and then we don't have to worry about it's bad. So what about you? I mean, obviously bills, let's not count that. Like luxury items. Coffee's a luxury item. I know some would say it's a necessity, but it's a luxury item. What do you think you spend the most over the course of a year on?
I mean, I definitely wouldn't call this a luxury item. It's just kind of a little embarrassing. The number of birdhouses and bird feeders and like yard art and bird seed and bird suets. My outdoor hobby is very expensive.
More than $3,000 a year, you think?
I mean, probably not that much, but I spend a lot of money on bird seed.
Do you spend more on that or more on your lashes?
Oh, I don't do my lashes anymore. But that used to be when I did my lashes.
When did that stop? I feel like you were just doing it a month ago.
No, I haven't been doing it since before the summer. I'm saving my family money so I can buy more bird seed.
And I told you no one would notice when you stopped doing them, Terry.
I know. This is just my cool mascara that helps them look longer, Steve.
It looks exactly the same.
I would have noticed. You are saving money. Although you don't get your naps now.
No, I know. I loved a lash nap so much. And that was about 108 bucks, 130 bucks every 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, so that's over $1,000. I can't do math, but I know it's more than $1,000
a year. I'm not getting my lashes done anymore. I'm not getting Botox. I'm really trying to save money, okay?
Oh, so Danny, we get Botox
every week.
Danny, what is it for you? What are you spending all your money on?
Oh, band merch. Mostly vinyl these days. And it's like, because I've kind of given up.
Cheap.
But I've kind of been giving up like on like the t-shirts and whatnot because I have way too many t-shirts. But you throw a vinyl at me that I haven't seen in a while and I'm just trying to build up my collection of old CDs and whatnot, but in vinyl. And I don't even want to know how much I spend per year.
It's insane. Like the other day we were at a bookstore and I sent you guys a picture because it was like, it pretty much summed the three of us, our taste in music. It had
it was No Doubt.
No Doubt. For me, it was Kiss. And then it was Fall Out Boy. For you, I saw at this bookstore in Puyallup. And the Kiss, it was Creatures of the Night. I'm like, I need that on vinyl. And I was about to buy it. And then I looked at the sticker on it. It was like $39. I'm like, I'm not dropping 40 bucks for this.
Do you have a turntable?
Yes.
Oh, do you use it?
Yeah, I keep my coffee on top of it. No, yeah, I do from time to time, but not enough to drop $40.
Ooh.
Yeah, save that money for coffee.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to know what you're spending an insane amount of money on over the course of a year. 206-803-ROCK. Can you top the guy that spends $3,000 a year on Starbucks? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we'll chat with you after Nirvana.
I have to fight for this.
What do you spend an insane amount of money on over the course of a year? Can anybody top the guy that spends $3,000 a year on Starbucks? Call 206-803-ROCK. Charlie from Spanaway, what do you spend a lot of money on over the course of a year?
Oh, that $3,000 on coffee is nothing compared to weed.
Oh, dude, you and many texters have said weed. How much do you think you're spending in a year on weed?
I mean, it's got to be, I don't know, in the thousands, right? I don't know.
What's your weed of choice? Is it like edibles? Is it the actual marijuana, you know, like the plant? Or is it like, you know, tinctures? What are you into?
It's actually the plant. The plant gives you the best feeling, the best benefits. All that other stuff is it's too strong. It's too much.
Yeah, the edibles, you just don't know when it's going to hit you.
Oh.
And sometimes, I remember in my past, like, it would be like, I'd take the exact same amount as I took before. And when the last time I was like, oh, I felt good. Next time I'm like, I can't even get off my couch. I'm scared that that something is
going to
get me.
That's why I only do mine at 7:30 at night, because then I'm going to bed and I don't have to freak out. 206-803-ROCK. Tom, you're in Auburn. What are you spending an insane amount of money on over the course of a year?
Comic books. I'm an avid comic book collector, mostly Superman, though. That's what I focus on. And my collection, I spend about $1,200 a year just on new comic books, but that's not counting conventions and vintage books that I've been getting into lately.
What is your prized possession then?
Well, my prized possession, which costs about $1,000 altogether over the course of a couple of years, I have a copy of Star Trek The Next Generation's series finale adaptation signed by the entire cast, including Patrick Stewart.
Ooh, how do you store that thing?
I have it bagged and boarded and stored away in a filing cabinet, but my 40th birthday is next year, so my birthday gift to myself, I'm going to send it off to be graded and have all the signatures authenticated.
Wow.
Do you have any spider pigs? Because I have Peter Porker episode 4 if you need it. No, I'm kidding. There was a spider pig comic book that I did collect when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh. Do you have it anymore?
No, my brother sold all of the comics to like a comic book store.
206-803-ROCK. Gina, you're in Port Orchard. What do you spend an insane amount of money on over the course of a year?
Goats.
Wow. How many do you have?
30.
You have 30 goats?
Yeah.
What in the
hell? How much?
Do you live in an apartment or do you have a house?
I have a house. I actually have like a 50 farm.
How much land do you have altogether, Gina?
Just under 3 acres.
Holy cow. Do the goats like eat all the like nice plants that you have, or do you keep them pretty, you know, contained?
Oddly enough, goats are very picky about food.
Do you have names?
Every one of them have names.
Wow.
And you can tell them all apart?
Oh, God, yes.
I love you, Gina. That's awesome.
You know, if I was your friend, I might have to pull you aside. I'd be like, maybe 15? 30
That's
sounds
a
like a lot.
Goats.
That sounds like a lot of goats.
I had 3 at one time, and I felt very overwhelmed.
How much would that cost you, just like an upkeep, to have a goat? Like, I have no idea what it costs to raise a goat.
I mean, like a big bale of hay that I would get was like, you know, like $40 maybe. Okay. So, you know, a couple of those
That's
every
crazy.
Month. You know, it goes quick. John, you're in Bremerton. What is the thing that you spend an insane amount of money on over the course of a year?
Hey, good morning, Legos.
Oh,
I just
dropped
about $1,400 last month on like 3 Legos.
I was going to say, it's insane how much they charge for Legos. My daughter loves Legos, and I enjoy them, too. Like, it's really fun to put them together with her, but, like, we went to an auction, and that was, like, one of the most highly bidded auction things was the Legos that they had.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, as our resident Lego collector, I was at Target the other day, and I noticed that all the Legos are behind, you know, lock and key now. They're behind, like, you know, these cabinets. How long have they been locking up Legos?
Oh, gosh, about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you spend
Maybe
on
more.
Legos in a year?
around 6 to 7,000 a year.
Can I ask, what's the coolest Lego you've ever built?
Bilk has been my UCS Millennium Falcon.
Oh, I think I could picture that one. Okay, is that also, I mean, because some of them, the amount of pieces that they come with, like, thankfully Tatum's not into the ones that have, like, that, like, thousands of pieces. But what's, like, one of the biggest ones that you had to put together?
That is my biggest one, because that's at, like, 8,000 or 7,000 pieces.
What did that cost?
That was actually not too bad. It was around $750.
How long did it take to put that one together?
About a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Damn. Wow. That is so impressive.
I love how all of us are just so fascinated by Legos.
Yes.
There's a reason why they're so expensive these days, because they know everyone loves them.
They have the coolest ones. Now. Like, they have the Hocus Pocus house, and I want to buy it so bad. And I'm just like, there's no way.
What's it going for?
I think it's like $299.
Oh, worth it.
I mean, sure, but if you're going to give me 20 years, I would still never finish it.
206-803-ROCK. Tony in Bremerton, what do you spend an insane amount of money on in a year?
On my dog, man. He takes all my money.
What kind of dog do you have?
I got a pit bull, and I got two older kids. And so while they're in school and I drive around for work a lot, I spend all my money on him, really. They get money all the time from stuff that they do. So I don't really have to, like, put too much allowance into them, which I do anyways, but I just buy him so much things that I just remember, like, you know, being out with my kids all the time and, like, buying stuff for them. So I just do the same for him. Like, and essentially, like, I drive around work and he's with me, like, all the time. I tricked out my whole entire car to be, like, supportive for him. Like, my whole trunk is dedicated to him. It has everything that he needs. And it cost me so much. Like, the past 2 years, I'm like, man, he's cost me. I'm like, man, I rounded it up. I was like, dude, you cost me a lot of money, man.
About how much?
Oh, I don't know. I can't put it into words. I was putting it into 1,000, so, because I do buy him online food. So I'm like, man, I don't know, man. It's been costing me like a couple of grand a year for this guy.
He's and probably a very good boy.
It sounds like a gold digger, personally.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs? He has 347 wins, 120 losses, and 100 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you caught the cheat sheet with three of the correct answers yesterday on the men's room. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.